Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
We're off to London this week on Going Places. You're listening to KNKX, and our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, is in the British capital with his family, but he is not going to be our tour guide this week. Instead, he's joined by his 14-year-old daughter, Ayanna Brumley, on the banks of the River Thames.
Can you describe what we're looking at?
Well, I know we're on the Thames, but right across the water is St. Paul's Cathedral, which is just absolutely beautiful. And then there's the Millennium Bridge, and when you walk past it, there's the Globe Theater. So there's just a lot of history and a lot of things to look at, and quite the view.
Right behind us is the Tate Gallery, the Modern Art Museum of London. So we're right in the thick of things.
Yeah, we really are.
If you had a group of friends and you were all heading over here to London, what would you suggest that they do here? If they had, let's say you had a couple days in London.
I would suggest the first day just kind of walking around and getting a view for it. And I would really want to utilize the public transportation, since you can really get across the city pretty quickly and pretty cheaply. And there's so much to do. Like I mentioned, museums are mostly free, so you can really find your interest. And there's a museum for just everything here. If you wake up early in the morning, you can head over to Oxford, because it's only about an hour ride there. And there's so many little cafes and everything to see, and it's just a really beautiful, beautiful place that I absolutely adore.
So what are your favorite places within the city of London?
I really liked the London Zoo, actually, because it's not just about the animals. They have little exhibits about the culture, about where the animals come from. So with the tigers, it has information about India and the food they eat there and the markets there, and it was just really beautifully well set. And then also, if you're a fan of Harry Potter, of course Harry Potter Land, because you can see where they filmed it and how they did all the special effects. And also the British Museum, even if you aren't interested in art, there's so much history there that you really can see where you're from, no matter where you are from across the world.
So you mentioned Oxford, Harry Potter Land, London Zoo, and I understand recently you went to Bath.
Yeah, I did. I actually went there when it was graduation day, so the city was really buzzing and really eccentric, but seeing the Roman baths was really, really cool. They have little setups where you can see how the Romans used the baths, what they did to prepare to go in, and you can spend a solid few hours in that museum. And also within the museum, they have one little part at the very end where you can taste the water, and even though I thought it was absolutely disgusting, it's just something to remember. It really has a very distinct taste.
So we have a bunch of tugboats and tour boats going by right now, and as we look across the river at St. Paul's and the Millennium Bridge. And so what's our plan today for the next couple hours?
Well, we're going to go see a Shakespeare play. We're also just walking around the riverside and going to go walk around, maybe see Parliamentary Building, maybe walk back down to London Eye, just really walk around the waterfront, because there's so much history just on this one strip.
And you know, your mom wants to go into the Tate Gallery to see the Modern Art Museum and take a look at some Picassos there.
Well, that's understandable. I would definitely do that too.
Well, let's go out and enjoy our day.
Let's go.
All right.
That's KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley and his 14-year-old daughter Ayanna Brumley along the River Thames in London. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.